This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
First off this morning, we'll start with the state crop report. And according to the report, continued cool temperatures slowed emergence of corn and soybeans. But it did warm up and dry out enough over the weekend. We saw some 80s and several tractors were in the field, either working ground or planting. So that was a pleasant change. Statewide, the average temp was 58.1 degrees, and that was 7 degrees below normal. Precip averaged 0.39 inches, so just about a half inch, and that was around a half inch below normal. There were 3.5 days suitable for field work during the week ending on May 22nd. Topsoil moisture supply rated 3% short, 71% adequate, and 26% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 2% short, 79% adequate, and 19% surplus. Corn planted was at 89% compared to the five-year average of 91%, and corn emerged was at 77% compared to 84% last year, and the five-year average of 68%. Corn condition was rated 2% very poor, 5% poor, 24% fair, 54% good, and 15% excellent. Soybeans planted was at 51%, and soybeans emerged were at 20% compared to 31% last year. Winter wheat headed was at 88%, up 8 percentage points from last week's number, and winter wheat condition was rated 3% very poor, 5% poor, 33% fair, 50% good, and 9% excellent. And now we'll check in with Tim Mize for our weekly local crop report. I talked with Tim yesterday afternoon, and he said they're finishing up planting, and the corn they put in the ground in early April is looking good. Tim, the last time we talked, it was the beginning of April. You had just started planting, and now we are already near the end of May. So what are the crops looking like if you've had some in the ground for a while, and how is planting going for you?
Well, planting is going extremely well. We're actually planning on finishing up today. We're drilling the last of our beans in right now, and the corn that we had in the ground the last time that we talked in early April, that is probably about V4 stage now, and it just looks fantastic. So we're in a really good spot.
Well, great news there. And you said you're working on finishing up your beans, but something that you do differently than what a lot of guys do, you actually broadcast those. So how does that work for you?
We do. We get the beans mixed with potash, and then we have a local company, Prairie Town Feed. They put it on with one of their big tenders, and then we work it in with some light tillage, and we've done that, I think, for 5 years now, and we've had nothing but success with it. It sounds like a crazy method, and, you know, you might think, well, that just can't work, but it does. The stand is consistently there. It yields just like it's supposed to, and we just really like it. Saves a lot of time.
Well, that's great. It's great to hear some unique ways of doing things and to be successful. What's the rest of the week looking like for you? Do you guys have any spraying to do, or what are some future plans you have?
No, we got all of our spraying caught up. We've got all of our corn sprayed. We got the fungicide on our wheat done last week. I guess the big thing that we're hoping to get done here in the next couple of days is to get our stubble beans blown on with an airplane.
Thanks again to Tim Mize from Macoupin County for that update. And as we're nearing the end of May, not only are things busy in rural Illinois, but also in Springfield. Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, visited with me yesterday about some legislation being discussed during these last 8 days of session at the Capitol. Don said the waiting game is still in play when it comes to transportation funding.
Here in Springfield, I mean, it is crunch time. We are the last 8 days of the legislative session, and as a result, it's like a big chess game right now, and everyone's kind of trying to get into position to see what's going to happen and find out if there's anything going to move. Right now, unfortunately, it looks like, is there going to be a transportation funding package? Well, we don't know. I think too much appears to be bogged down right now in politics. And a lot of people are sitting on the sidelines just waiting to see if they're going to get the green light to be able to move anything.
Yes, and we've been talking about that a lot over the past few months, and it is important. So let's hope that something can, you know, come together and come to a solution, or if not, they'll keep discussing it.
Well, I mean, the, you know, when you look at what's happened out here, there's been a lot of discussion about options. How can we get more money for transportation? You know, there's been just talk about, of course, raising the motor fuel tax. There's been talk about a vehicle mile tax. There's been talk about raising vehicle registration fees. And there's been, all sorts of ideas about sales tax that's collected on gasoline should go into the road fund. All of these are, good ideas. Probably, though, the most important one, though, was the fact that the legislature did pass a proposal that will go on the ballot in November. It's a constitutional amendment that says all money that's collected for the road funds has to be used for transportation, construction, and repair. This is very important because what happens is that hundreds of millions of dollars every year are swept out of the road funds and are used for non-highway purposes. For example, in the last couple of years, anywhere from $400 to $800 million a year, money that could be used to fix roads, repair roads, build new roads, and what have you, was sucked up and used to fund the rest of state government. The voters are going to have to take a vote on this in the November election. And the constitutional amendment basically requires 60% of the voters to say yes to this proposal. This is the kind of thing that the state of Wisconsin passed last year and the state of Missouri passed a few years ago. It's very important because it basically says that all this money that's collected goes into a lockbox, and that money can only be used for specific transportation purposes. And, I mean, it's truth in taxation. You're going to tax somebody gasoline. They're expecting it to go for fixing roads and bridges. That's not the case right now. This constitutional amendment will take care of that.
Once again, that was Don Schaefer with the Midwest Truckers Association, and we'll be hearing more of my conversation with Don throughout the week. In some world and national ag news, the German pharmaceutical giant Bayer and Monsanto are on the edge of agreeing to a merger deal that would create the world's largest seed company if it's completed. The Fox Business Network says bankers with knowledge of the matter say the deal could be made public within the next 24 to 48 hours, barring any unexpected setbacks. Bayer said the potential acquisition is an all-cash offer of $62 billion. These bankers told Fox the deal is not yet complete, and an unexpected hitch could delay the timing or kill the transaction. Earlier this month, Monsanto said it had received an unsolicited and non-binding proposal from Bayer for the potential acquisition of Monsanto, and the company is reviewing the deal. If the two companies merge, the combination could be worth $44 billion and give Bayer a large footprint in the genetically modified crop business. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.